Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here. Starting overseas, a 14-year-old boy has died in a stabbing attack in London, which is not believed to be terror-related. A 36-year-old wielding a sword went on a rampage overnight and is now in custody. Chief Superintendent Stuart Bell says two officers are among the four others injured.
The two Met police officers are also currently in hospital with stab wounds. Both require surgery and have significant injuries, but we believe at this stage that they were not life-threatening.
Bail reform and high-risk offender tracking are said to be considered by state and federal leaders at today's National Cabinet meeting on addressing domestic violence. Combating misogynistic content on social media will also be discussed. Meantime, vigils will be held across the country tonight. As many as 30 women have lost their lives to DV in Australia this year alone. Bonza has gone into voluntary administration after cancelling all flights. The fleet will be grounded until at least tomorrow as administrators spend the next few days considering the future of the budget airline. However, the Transport Minister has indicated they will not bail out the company. Brisbane house prices have overtaken Melbourne for the first time since 2010. PropTrack's latest report finding the typical Brizzy home cost $818,000 in April compared to Melbourne's $805,000. Meantime, CommBank has forecast another rate rise could be on the cards. And King Charles has returned to public duties for the first time since receiving cancer treatment. Jason Demetriou's finally learned his fate overnight, sacked by South Sydney just 8 rounds into the NRL season. Bunnies chief Blake Solly believes it's time to make a change as they sit anchored through the bottom of the ladder. League legend Wendell Saylor telling us they should have stood by Demetriou at least until the end of the year.
Because he just wants to coach.
Yeah.
Mate, back him until the end of the year. But also, some of those players have got to understand now, mate, do your job and help him out here. Help a coach out. If you respect him, help him out.
Ben Hornby has been appointed interim coach for the rest of the season. The Saints will be without Jack Higgins against the Kangaroos, Hawks and Dockers after he failed to overturn a 3-game tackle ban at the AFL Tribunal overnight. After an hour and 40 minutes deliberating, the tribunal decided the small forward's technique was dangerous and he forcefully rotated power defender Alir Alir to the ground. And Tiger star Tom Lynch has given an update on the timeline of his return from injury, telling Fox Footy he's ahead of schedule in his recovery.
It'll be at least another sort of 4 or 5 weeks, I think, now.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and 25 in Brisbane, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 24 showers for Sydney too and a top of 21. Partly cloudy for Canberra, getting up to 18, mostly fine, and 18 in Melbourne also. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 17 the max, similar skies for Adelaide and 19, showers increasing and 26 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.